tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Tomorrow. Don't wait. The first thing you have to do is say, I'm tired of making excuses. The first thing you have to do is say, I'm tired of procrastinating. I'm tired of making excuses. I've got to go up higher. I'm not going to do this in the valley where they operate. I'm going to go to the mountain, and I got to get somebody to go with me. And can I tell you something? Everybody can't go higher. Don't pick somebody that's always pulling you lower. Pick somebody that's got their hands in the air. Don't pick, if they can't praise God on a high level, they can't pray you out of any battle. Find you somebody that makes demons tremble when they start to pray. Find you somebody that doesn't mind fasting and praying and going to war with you. You just can't ask everybody to go up because everybody just can't go up. I got to go up and I need the rod of God. I've got to realize that this is not something I can beat on my own. I got to realize that this is something that I need a supernatural act. I've been to 5 counselors. I've talked to 10 pastors. I've been in every prayer line. I've had enough oil slapped on my head to crank a bus. I have fallen on the floor and got back up again, and fallen down and got back up again, and fallen down and got back up again, and I'm still struggling with the same thing. Let me tell you, you don't have to struggle. You just got to go higher than that. You got to get up on the mountain. You've got to get some supernatural help on your way. Find you somebody that can go up with you and beat the Amalekite. You need to decide right now, this enemy is not going to win. This enemy is not going to have my children. I will not go down without a fight. I'm going to pray if I have to pray, if I have to anoint every door in my house with oil, if I have to fast, if I have to give up all my complaining friends and negative friend groups, if I have to walk around with a Bible in my hand, I will not go down with a fight. It's not just me I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for my children. I'm fighting for my grandbabies. I'm fighting for a generation that hasn't even been born yet. They're going to be children that may not remember my name, but they'll never have to fight the same battle I had to fight because I killed it before it got to them. My great-great-great-grandchildren may not know what I look like. They might not even have a picture of me in the house anymore. But one thing else that won't be in the house is this dead Amalekite will still be gone. He'll still be buried because I'm not just doing this for myself. I am stopping a generational curse from my bloodline, and if I don't stop it, another generation will. So why not me? Why not here? Why not now? Why not get down to business with God until it comes to an end? Hallelujah. Praise God. So Joshua did, verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Ur went to the top of the hill. Moses and Aaron, his brother, his brother-in-law, went to the top of the hill. I found some family who would stand with me. He went up to the top of the hill. I'm going to ask you a question. Who are your three? Do you have three people who will stand with you and say, I don't want you to give up on me? I may struggle and I may fail, but don't give up on me. Do you have three that'll join together? Because the three-cord strand is not easily broken. The Bible said that's the reason Jesus sent them out 2 by 2, because if you get discouraged, the other one will say, listen, you're going to get back in that fight. I'm not going to let you down. If you can find you three prayer warriors, if you can find you three fighting men, fighting women, if you can find you three people, warriors, that'll go into prayer and praise with you, people that will fast with you, you can win this battle. Don't do it alone. And quit trying to bring wounded warriors along in the fight. No, yes, there's a place for sweet little wounded warriors, but you need an army. You need a warrior. You need somebody that can shake the very pillars of hell. You need somebody that is not afraid of the enemy. Quit running around so many scared people. Find you somebody that's got a little guts. Find you somebody that's got a little grit. Find you somebody that's got a few scars. emerge from the battle. There, everybody's not weak. I promise you that. Everybody's not weak. There are some Christians that will stand in the face of the devil and point their hand in his face and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You can come no further than this because we will not allow it. There are some people who will say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. There are still some people that say, I will not quit because God will not quit. There are some people that can still say, if God is for me, who can be against me? Find you somebody with a verse of scripture on their lips. Find you somebody with a prayer in their heart. Find you somebody with a praise of the dead. Don't find people that are in the same shape you're in. Don't find people that are hurting as bad as you. I'm not saying don't be their friends, but if you surround yourself with a lot of wounded people around you, who is going to win the battle when you need to fight? No, find you somebody that is strong. Find you somebody that is mighty, and God has mighty warriors in his army. If you believe that God still has powerful, spirit-filled, mighty warriors, then I want you to give God a praise right now. Thank God for every person who's paying the price to be that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
So who are your three? And I want to say this to you. If you've ever had three, send them a thank you card. If you've ever had three people that stand with you and say, I know this is bad, but I'm going to keep your confidence, and I'm going to fight with you, and I'm going to check on you until you come through it. If you've ever had those three, and even if you failed a few times and they did not give up on you, can anybody besides me think of somebody that just wouldn't give up on you? I mean, they walked with you even when you gave up on yourself. They just would not give up on you. Thank God for people like that. Thank God for people that said, listen, everybody else gave up on me, but you didn't. You stood there. You stuck with me through the hardest season of my life. You stuck with me through the most difficult time of my life. If you've got somebody like that, be sure in this season of Thanksgiving and give them an appreciation. Give them some kind of card or thank you, because you don't know where you would be if God had not have given you a Joshua. You don't know where you would be if God had not have given you an Aaron and an Ur in that hard season of your life. You can't win this alone. Stop telling yourself that you don't want anybody to know. God says, find you three, take them up on the mountain. And listen to verse 11. So it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat there, and Aaron and Ur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Why did God say, raise your hands? You know, God could have won this battle anyway. He could have just said, put the rod out over the Red Sea. That's what you did last time. To speak to the wind, he could have said that, the same thing he said to Ezekiel. But God said, no, this is a battle that can only be won with your hands up. Yes, part of it is surrender, but the other part is praise. God said, you can't do this. You've got to acknowledge the fact that you need my help. You've got to acknowledge the fact that you cannot do this all by yourself. And there's a great principle here that we need to extract, that the most important time to praise is in the middle of your battle. I don't know if you've learned that yet. That is not the time to sit back and say, feel sorry for me. That is not the time to sit on the back row and refuse to participate. No, if you're on the back row, I'm not picking on you tonight, I promise. That is not the time to go hiding in the corridors and feeling bad for yourself. No, if you're in a battle, you need to be the first hand up. If you're in a battle, you need to be the first one running the altar. If you're in a battle, you need to be the first one. The closer you can get to God, the further you'll get from your enemy. But if you can't even get close to the saints, how are you going to get close to God? He said, I want you to raise your hands. And when you can't raise your hand, I'm going to send you Aaron, and I'm going to send you and they're going to praise with you. Have you ever had somebody praise for you when you couldn't praise for yourself? Have you ever had somebody get along beside of you and their contagious praise, their infectious praise just got all over you? You were sitting next to them and you didn't really want to be there, but their hands were in the air and they were glorifying God. No, there is something to be said about people who will praise in the battle. There is something about battle praise that unlocks things in God's heart that nothing else can unlock. You know, the word yada is a Hebrew word that means two things. It means to lift up your hands in worship. That's what it means. Lift up your hands in praise. Yada. Everybody say yada. Yada means to lift up your hands in worship, but it's also a battle term. It means to throw a spear or throw an arrow and at your enemy. So do you know what's going on when you are praising God? Every time you lift up your hand, you're doing two things. You're saying, the Lord is my helper. And you're saying, Satan, I'm coming after you right now. You're not going to get my children. You're not going to have my marriage. You're not going to get my husband. You're not going to get my wife. You're not going to take my business. You're not going to take this house from me. No, you're not going to take this ministry. You're not. You can't have my mind. You can't have my body. You can't have my will, because as long as my hands are up, I'm throwing spears. As long as my hands are up, I'm throwing arrows. You are saying two things. God, come near, and enemy, get thee behind me, because I'm coming after you with one who's mighty than I. The greatest time to praise is in a battle.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.